So he says
he brings that in places. He brings the places. What's the din if you have a slave which you can't work with him? But he's still your slave. Taisa says you're allowed to free him already because you can't be tavayu anyway. So you see tavayu. So now, right, so here you have this major breakthrough of the Turi Evan, that if somebody is a slave every other day, the Chasi Evan, it's not loyalon ben tavayu. Can't be loyalon, so there's no problem freeing him. In the Turi Evan was mechaven to a Rajba. The Rajba in Shabbos Daf Dalid says the same story, but he says it with a slightly different knesh. He says also that there's nothing wrong with freeing the Chasi Evan and the Chasi Ben Chayim. And he says that the reason is because since he's only every other day, right, he's a Chasi Evan and the Chasi Ben Chayim, you can't really be ta'avoidu with him at all. He says, you can't say ta'avoidu on him. So the Shal, what does that mean? On the even days or on the out days, you can do ta'avoidu.
What is the parak of Yisrael?
Oh, zot de'eligit tzayis in kufay and aleph. What it means is that there are two types of special avoidus that you're allowed to do with a real avid, which you would not be allowed to do with this person. What are they? One is the law of loisavri boy avoidas avid. Cannot be done with a Jew, but can be done with the Eved Kanani. What does that refer to? That's a pasuk in Bahar. Loisavud with an Eved Ivri, loisavud boy avoidas oven. What does it mean? Avoidas bezuya, right? Choylech akolay keila, the Beis Hamikdash, to act with him like a shameful avoida, is only allowed with a Eved Kanani, not with an Eved Ivri. The second law is loisavud boy avoidas perich. What's avoidas perich? Rambam says two types of avodas. One is avodas she'ein batam. You make him work stam to keep him busy for no good reason. Is allowed by a Jew and it's mutter by an Eved Kanani. Keep him just busy. And the other one is avodas she'ein lakitzva. If there's no end to it, it just goes on and on and on and on. That's also by an Eved Ivri and mutter by an Eved Kanani. So here you have two special types of works, which you can only do with the Eved Kanani, right? And either an Avoda Bezuya or an Avoda She'en L'Kitzva. And it's also by a Yid. So the Rashba says, what do you do if the person's a Chasi Eved and a Chasi Ben Chayim? So on the day that you have the right to work with him, he's a Chasi Eved Kanani and a Chasi Ben Chayim. Can you do Avoda Eved with him? Can you do Avoda Perech with him?
Well, it goes back to the Gemara.
Zoh,
every molecule is mixed.
Oh, so Zoh, you're not allowed. You're not allowed. Why? Because as far as Isser, it's all mixed, right? Is that what you just said? So Mimele, you're not allowed to do any Avodas Eved and Avodas, because only monetarily you split up Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But as far as what, as Jew and Goy, as Jew and Eved, he's mixed. So you wouldn't be allowed to do it at all, any single day of the whole week. Oh, Zoh, Zoh, Zom the Rashba.
There's no self either.
What?
Even the day, he couldn't even work himself.
He couldn't do it on himself. So all right, and the some of that's not called. All right, but I'll tell plenty. Zom the Rashba. Lo oilam b'hem ta'avoidu. What does it mean ta'avoidu? A real avdus. An avdus like a real eved. But this half and half guy can't be worked as a real eved because he can't do perech and can't do avodas oven.
Okay.
The Bela, that's how the Ketzayit explains what the Rashba meant. Therefore, the Rashba says there's no problem in freeing this Chasi, because what's the whole Tavayra? And if you're a Chasi, then you can't do any of the Avdus anyway. So the Bela, it's mutter to free him.
But would that mean that there's a mitzvah to do Avodas Eved with a real Eved
Kanani, 100% Eved Kanani? Oh, I hear you mean, does that include in the Aseya Bolem Dom Tavoyru? I don't know if you have to do Davka, that kind of work. But he's saying that it's only if you can't go. Right. And you can't say that. Hey, that's possible. But it's included. Only if you can do the whole full amount. That's what he's saying. So now here we have two Svaris. Why? Against Taisus. Taisus says that Loilo Ben Tavoyru does apply to a Chatsi and a Chatsi Ben Chayim. And here we have two svaras against him. The Rashba svar, according to the way the place is explaining it, that is because you can't do the avodas zevah and the avodas parah. Now, I just want to mention there's a kasha of the Minchas Chinuch on this Rashba. Strength the Minchas Chinuch, but doesn't it say in the Rambam that the law of loisav or avodas oved or avodas parah only applies to an eved ivri, but does not apply to a ben chayri? So, according to the Rambam, if I have a half an Eved and half a Ben Chayrin, I should be able to do it. Mm-hmm. Because, Numash, on the side of Eved, he's Eved tonight. On the side of Ben Chayrin, there's no law. So how could the Rambam say that there's a problem over here?
Because the Tzad only allows you to do it if I pay the person to do it, and he agrees to do it. So that says I'm allowed to do it. But I can't be kaifet a year to do malacha of Eved.
Exactly. The Stipler says he doesn't understand the Minchas Chinuch Kash. Because you have to read on another line in the Rambam. The Rambam says, why? Why don't you have the law by a Ben Chayrin? So the Rambam says, because it's not Mashkachas law. How could you force a Ben Chayrin to do it? And only if he agreed, and you hired him and he agreed, which the din is that even if someone agrees to work, he can always back out. So therefore, you are not forcing him to do Avodah Zarah. That is why the law doesn't apply to a Ben Chayrin. But Lu Yitzuyer Mashkachas law case, where you can find the Ben Chayrin, which you would be able to force into doing Avodah Zarah, Avodah the law would be even on a Ben Chayrin. So Zakti Zirash, but here you have it. Because on Sunday and Tuesday and Thursday, I have the right to force him to work. So over here, if I were to force him to do Avodah Zarah or Avodah Zarah, this would be a law even on a Ben Chayrin. Being that in Hilchas Iser and Hefter, every day the Gemara says that Mitzad, Hilchas Iser and Hefter, he's an Eved and a Ben Chayrin every day. So then on this Sunday when I'm forcing him to work, because Mitzad Mami, I have the right to force him, but Mitzad Iser is a happy Yisrael, so I'm forcing a Yisrael to do our decided. I will get the law. That's what that seems to be clear svar. So that's one svar. Then we have the svar of the Torah Eved, that the law of lo'olam v'em tavoidu is only by a lo'olam dikayin. But here, lo'olam dikayin. But here that every other day is free, it's not lo'olam. Is the ganze welt frek the kasha bein on the Rashba, bein on the Turiya. And very nice. In svara, ferek, stay your shein svara. But there's a feirish gemara, can I get this? Mamish black on white. The Gemara says in Gittin, Adaf Lamed Ches, there was a Chati Shifcha and a Chati Bat Choyrin, and they freed her. They freed her. Oh, it's Machlek. The first one says, I can't free her. I can't free her. It's an Isser. The other one says, no, we'll be Doichet because she's a Hefker and she's priestess and she's Machshel people, so Memela Doichet will free her anyway. Well, Doichet is. Ein l'chol mefurish yeser mizeh kineged the Rashba and kineged the Turiyanim says that there's an aveir of leilam and tavoyda.
The tavlozu by a shifcha is the same as another.
Sure. It says in the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara just said it. The Gemara says I can't. The first Gemara says I can't fear because of leilam and tavoyda.
Yeah, but what's the definition of tavlozu by a shifcha? Tavoyda is parasite.
Why not? Then why should it be any different? Should be the same thing, I mean.
He's a buyer himself. Maybe he's a different.
That's the fine degree. I mean, it's safe for them. Ashes should be the same. So, this is a kasha every many operating masks. So, the Stipler wants to say a teretz. Alright, it's a. The Stipler says a teretz because the whole yesod of the Rashba is that money-wise, Sunday you work, Monday you don't, Tuesday you do. It's very evenly, clearly divided into days. As far as Isser, the Gemara says, are you trying to say that on Sunday he can marry a Shifcha, and on Monday he can marry a Bas Chayrin, and then on Tuesday he can marry a Shifcha? So the Gemara says, no. As far as Isser goes, it's all mixed, every day he's both. And this is the story. Without that Gemara, you don't have the whole Yisrael of the Rashi that's based on that Gemara. Because if you would say that on Sunday he's totally in Eved, money and Isser, then you would be able to do Avodas Perek also with him on Sunday. It's all because Mitzad the Isser, he's free even on Sunday. That's why you can't do the Avodas Perek. Okay, now there is a Talmud Yerushalmi that paskins the opposite of the Talmud Bavli. The Talmud Yerushalmi says that on Sunday he can marry a Shefcha, and on Monday he can marry a Baschar, and on Tuesday he can marry a Shefcha. Yes, he can.
And is it when he's nice there, or when he stays with him? Does he have to be...
Well, I'm saying on the next day he won't be allowed. I mean, he'll be married for a day, right? He's allowed to marry the Shefcha for a Sunday. On Monday he's free. He can't ball him. And he found there's no kiddushin between a Ben Chayrin and a Shefcha.
On Tuesday is a Chazer Neir, or is he to remarry?
I don't remember. He has to remarry on Tuesday. I don't know. But I'll complain him every day, every other day he can do it. As they state in Talmud Yerushalmi. Is Benela Zok. Maybe the Gemara in Gittin, that Amoyer happens to hold like the Yerushalmi. Maybe that Amoyer in Gittin that said there's a problem of Loilam Bayam Taboidu on the Chatsi Shivcha holds like the Talmud Yerushalmi, and therefore on those days you could work the Taboidu 7.
So then why would he have to clear her because of Plitzus? He should say she can marry them clear on those days.
No, well, she was doing priestess. Having she didn't care about what you were.
But the priestess pashas was that because she can't marry somebody, therefore there was nothing to do, so she was approved. Why can't he say I heard that she could marry a
according to him, if he
had a should have crisis,
right? Nobody's gonna marry.
Who's gonna do that? Yeah, who's gonna marry her for every other day? Yeah. I guess that's going to be come up. So that's what he said. Now, believe it or not, you got to hear this amazing thing.
This terrace doesn't work for Tereven, right?
This
even.
Oh, Pashtus, it doesn't work for Tereven. Very good. He's going to get to that in a second.
I have one question. I want to explain one thing.
Yeah.
It's Lushan Kal for that day.
Right.
And then the next day.
Next day can't be. It must be. It breaks.
But that doesn't mean that he's not putting the couch together. It means he's washing her. Then the next day.
I mean, well, the Shaila is, because the Shivcha is not Nichdi, it won't be. But this is not Nichdi. The next day she's a Shivcha. A Shivcha, Kedushin, and a Shivcha between a Shivcha and a Yisrael, they're
long. I understand that, but the Shaila is on that day, and then the next day it comes back.
Third day,
right? That I don't know. Right? I don't know what it says in Shaila on the third day if it goes back.
I mean, sometimes she's considered
a
nation
beast
to a certain degree.
Right. That day, Avadis will be an issue. The next day, I think she won't. The third day, I don't know again.
But what takes away, that's I'm trying to figure out.
Because there's no kiddushin. It's like a behemoth. It's like you can't have kiddushin with a behemoth.
What takes away for Ashes Ish is because she's a shifra like that.
Right.
That takes away. But then after she's a shifra,
so I hear, I don't know, because maybe, you know, once it's off, then I don't know if it's
there. Yeah, but how do you turn it off? I mean, either again, takes it off, or, I mean...
The fact that you turn into a shifcha, for sure, will take it off, because there's no person left.
I understand.
Let's say, right, like...
But that's for that day. For that day, for the next day, it'll
come back.
Relax. Could be it does come back.
What's the problem?
Could be it does. I don't know the din. So, you have to, I hear it. I don't know the din. Anyway, after he wrote this shtickel, he says, Shuv, there was nitpas a kuntres called Chaye Yosef.
Here is this piece.
This piece is a stipler in Sinan Gimel and Shabbos. In the second part of the Rashba is in the second Shabbos Daftalin. So the stipler wrote the shtickel in Shabbos, right on that Rashba. It was printed a kuntres called Chaye Yosef. And in that kuntres, he got a hold of a sefer, this Chaye Yosef Yid, got a sefer called Mei Be'er. This sefer Mei Be'er was printed in the year Tuf Kuf Pei Tes. And over there, in that Mei Be'er, there was a letter from the Ktsois HaChoshen explaining the Rashba. Explaining this Rashba. And the Ktsois HaChoshen says the exact pshat that the stipler said. Okay? And he writes, but I'm not taking it out of my stipler, because once I printed it, you know, even though it's a place already, you know. but he's leaving it in there. That, but the Kleis said this shot to answer up the Rajma. And now, if you get these new, you know, these kind of Kleis, like with the Hagoyt on the body, you know what I'm talking about, like this, everyone has, they already have the whole Me'ibir printed there, you know, in the back, the whole letter of the Kleis. The Kleis says the whole shot.
So you think that Mandam and Gufa holds that it's like Yerushalmi, that she could marry.
Right, she could marry, that's what he says. Now the stipler goes a little further. He says, "Keep shutai. I have just been miyashes the Rashi, because the Rashi svara was that if you cannot do avodas terech, the aver is mutter. And fine. And we're saying that the Gemara Gittin learned that the aver was still on, because you could do the avodas terech because on Sunday because of you know held like the Yerushalmi." Now let's look at the Turi Evin. The Turi Evin svara was that when you have lo'oilam ben tavoinu, if it's mamish lo'oilam, then there's an aveir. But if it's not lo'oilam, there's no aveir. So he was also shver from Gittin. Because in Gittin, there was a chatzi shivcha, and we were saying lo'oilam ben tavoinu. L'choyro, the Turi Evin is still shver. How can we get the Turi Evin out of the cash? Zot the stipler, he said, Lamaisa, I think that my carrots also get the Turi Evin out also. Why? Zot the Reza. The Turi Evin said that it has to be always. Now you could look at it very like poshit. You say, always means it has to be every day. Every day. And Lamaisa, you're missing every other day. However, you could learn right, that what the Turi Evin really meant was every day that the person is an Evin, you need to work with him. But if let's say on Monday and Wednesday and Friday the person is not an Evan, so then you're always working with the Evan, you're just not working with the Ben Chayr. If I switch, on Sunday I'm an Evan, on Monday I'm a free man, on Tuesday I'm an Evan, on Wednesday I'm a free man. So then every day that this Evan is an Evan, I am always working with the Evan. So it's lo'oilam bohem tavoidu. In the Evan I'm always working. On the Monday I'm not working because there's no Evan here. So Mimele, he says, Vayn to the Turi Evin only meant the Baali Shita. For the Baali holds that the Etzem, every single day, I mix. So, I mixed every day, and yet, I'm working him only half of the day. So that it's felt in the La'olam of them. Now, Kate in Yerushalmi holds that the Pshat is that on Sunday I'm an Evin, on Monday I'm zero Evin. So, it is La'olam. That is La'olam because it's a full Avoidin, every drop of evidence that there is in this person is all being worked out. As Mamela Vaita, you could say the same parents again that the Gemara in Gittin held, like the Yerushalmi, that we switch totally every day. Mamela, there is an Avoid to free the person.
But as much evidence as there is, even though it's mixed, you're being Avoid with that amount, right?
As much Evid as there is there.
Is this answer coming out to the Rashba? No.
No, it's the same parents with the Yerushalmi. Forget about the Rashba. But the Rashba says it once more and Turi Evin says another.
Yeah, so according to the Bavli, what's the Chasarin?
According to the Bavli, the Chasarin is because every day of the whole week the person is half Evid, the Echus, right? Or every other Malki, whatever you want to call it. Right? Every day the Bavli holds that half an Evid. Because I mixed mitzad iser, the feed the Baal.
And you can't work.
And I can't work with him on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Oh, when he's last.
When he's last. So the Mela, that's the heter. That's what he says. Vashaykin will feed the Turi Evin. Vashaykin will feed the Yerushalmi. There is an aveira. So the Gemara again could be feed the Yerushalmi. That's the character of this type. Noch then. The Turi Evin comes along to a second. He brings a famous thing from the Ran, the Shem the Yesh Meforsh. Brings down the Maisa with Rabbi Lezer Shenichnas al Beit HaKnesses. Famous Maisa, right? Rabbi Lezer came into the Beit HaKnesses. Veloy Masa Asora, he only had 9 for a minion. So what did he do? V'shicher Abder Lahashlim Lasor, right? The next piece of Turi Evin. So he freed his Evin to get a 10th man for the minion. Page 10 Zion. Bottom of the bread column. So you freed the Evan. Break the Rav. Rafa Gav the Shikra Avdo Iver Be'etze. Lechayer, it's an essay to free your slave. How is he allowed to do it? Mitzvah shine. It's for a mitzvah. I vafa got the mitzvah derabbanan. It's only a mitzvah derabbanan. Veheyach dochi laasei shal toira de loyalam b'ayim tavoidu. So how can you do for a mitzvah derabbanan of tefillah de tzibur aveir of loyalam b'tavoidu? And for the rat, fame is raised from the Yeshua Parshim. They not say zu. The whole aveir of freeing a slave is elam shun dosli tenim lemat naschinim. Right? You can't give him a matana for nothing. Tichsiv loyisachan. The idea is similar to loyisachan. The chinam the ika mitzvah, and since you freed him for your own mitzvah, lavishum chanina di deyava. He didn't free him for doing a favor to the slave. Ela letzayer chatzmoi. Yeah? I just want to say over a maisa that I read about Rav Shmuel Birnbaum. Rav Shmuel, one time there was a guy, this thing happened often, they say. A guy, Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, was on the subway or the bus, and a guy gets on, and he doesn't have enough money, you know, he's missing a dime, whatever, you know, to pay for the bus. So he gave the guy the money to finish up. So a guy was there, he says, Rebbe, isn't that from Loisachanim? So Rav Shmuel told him, I'm not doing it for him. I'm doing it for myself, that I shouldn't turn into a behemoth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. He doesn't want to turn into a behemoth. So that's what he said. Just tell me over what he said. So anyway, that's the same thing as the Yesh Mefarshim. The Yesh Mefarshim say that the Issa of Loisachanim is that you do it for him. But if you do it for yourself...
When
you ever have the Yisrael,
because every time you're not doing it,
you're
doing it for the new
Yid
that's coming
out
of it. For the extra, you mean? For the new Madrega of Ayer. Which should never be out. Ayer. Something gets. Something gets Ayer. It's got no concept of a chet of somebody who needs it. I mean,
he obviously meant
that if it's behemish, not the health of the person, that was his idea. Oh, here. Yeah, oh, frak dir what? Over here he did it for a mitzvah.
Every time he sets him free, he's doing it for some ulterior purpose.
Unless he does it because he feels for them and he wants to help the Evan go free.
Become a Yid.
Oh, you're saying because
he'll help the Evan be a Yid and he'll get mitzvah.
Right.
So if maybe, I think, maybe if he really does it for that sake.
It's totally in what's in his mind.
Well, you see here, that if he did it for his own meaning, it was a lie.
Don't you see
Tariq
calling his mind because he says
it's a shame?
Because it was sealed
and sealed
with
that.
You
mind.
See
mind.
That he did it for the
mitzvah. The mitzvah is not here. It's supposed to just a mitzvah.
Oh, you because it's obvious.
Right.
Yeah, it's his mitzvah, not the Eved's mitzvah.
And it's miyad.
But why isn't it good enough if it's the new Yid's mitzvah?
But how's Ron doing this? I mean, he has a say and he's saying. Yeah.
I think he means that.
Then you have an assay and a losa assay. And then definitely not
going to
be
dofe. Right. I think he's saying there's no aveira in the first place. That's the point. He's trying to say the aveira of loisachanim is a matnas chinam, right? The whole idea of it is that you're doing it for the other person. But if you do it for yourself, it's not often, right? He's learning that loyimut len tavoidu is the same hagdara. The whole problem that Sfer has with freeing the Eved is doing it for his sake. So if you do it for your own sake, it's the same type of idea as Lesachanim. That's what I understand.
It's not real Lesachanim because he's not a god.
Right. Avad is not Lesachanim. He's just comparing. He's comparing the two Averis in the hagdara.
Why can you say he's
not
doing it? I know, but he's not Dorish
Tam as a Kruh. Well, I mean, he did it for Loisachanim. Yeah, well, how are you allowed to do that? How are you allowed to Dorish Tam as a Kruh, you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, no, but that's different. Loisachanim, I'm madger what that Isser is.
Yeah.
Oh, but both of you be madger what the Isser is, but you can't tell me that Isser is the same as Loisachanim. You can't do that.
He's just giving a muscle. No, that's what he's saying. He's saying this assay is the same type of thing as the idea of Leisachanim. No, what else? Well, what's bothering you? Because why are you going from one to the other? They're two different separate lavim. One is less chadim and one's less kavayim.
So you're saying they're the same?
The same
in this point.
Mamma Tzi.
Why is it possible to think that Tzi is not meant for him, not for anybody? Tzi.
That doesn't make sense. The point is, that he's not doing it for them. Right, that's the point. Okay, so the three of them want to say, Gaboy Tanzin. What's the Shever? Shever to compare it to Leisa Chana. So the three of them, according to this, it's good here also. Because over here also, if it's a Chasi Evan, a Chasi Ben Chayrin. And why am I freeing him? Only because I don't want the Eved to get an Avera. Because he'll marry, if he marries without this, he'll get an Avera of Leia Kaddish. And I'm not doing it for the good of the Eved at all.
I'm doing it for the good of the Sadr and Khair.
It's
for the Sadr and Khair. The way he writes it is, I said, Namisha Loya, or Eved Lashal Tayr. Lavishum Chanim. It's not because I have any Rachmanis on the Eved. Right? It's just because I don't want him to get a lot. It doesn't sound like he cares even if it's the Eved side. But my say it's because I don't want him to break the Torah. So it's
I want to do this.
I hear what you're asking. Why don't you say it then every time? I'm doing it because I want more mitzvahs in the world. Not doing it because of him.
He have more mitzvahs. Just like I don't want him to do Averis. I want him to do more
mitzvahs. But that's him. You could say that's much different because that's him. That's not me. It's him.
That's the effort. He's doing it for the effort.
Yeah, it's much different over there. I'm doing it for me. By the Evid story, I'm doing
it
for the Evid.
He's applying it to the Evid.
Yeah, I understand. You're asking, how could he compare them? Right here. Shutakash, I don't know what to say. Right here. So, anyway, after he says this, though, he says he has a big kasha on the run. And in this kasha, he was mechavan to the Magen Avraham. Stay in the Gemara Brachas. The same mice as in Gittin. The same story again. Rabbi Lezer freed the Eved to make a mink. So the Gemara asked the same kasha, how can you do that? It's an Isser to free an Eved. Gemara says, same Teret, he did it for the mink. But over there, the Gemara continues extra, more than in Gittin. Over there, the Gemara says, but it's still a mitzvah haba ba'aveira. Because what do you, another. You say he did it for a mitzvah. Break the Gemara, very good mitzvah. But it's also an aveira. So what are you giving me to root in mitzvah? It's a mitzvah above aveira. As I break the Gemara in Brachos. So the Gemara says, mitzvah the rabbin. It's a mitzvah the rabbin, and that could already be doiche lelo and tabayu. Now, check this where we have it in the Magen Avraham. They both ask the kasha, according to the Rab, the Hemshech HaGemara is not moving. Because once you already tell me it's for my mitzvah, where do you have an aveir? Right? You don't have any aveir. Okay? So now here, I think Dr. Fleer will let this chuva shares the octave. Shares the octave says, the teretz is, the whole round is being doyish time of dikra. The whole round is being doyish time of dikra, yeah? The whole thing. So zot the shares the octave, the whole round only would be according to Rabbi Shimon, the doyish time of dikra. So the Mela, it could be two sugyas. If you go, why? Because everyone asked the question. In Gittin, the Gemara stops right away by Mitzvah Shaini. And in Brachas, the Gemara goes longer. The Gemara says Mitzvah Shaini. Then the Gemara says, no, it's Mitzvah Babavera. And the Gemara says, Mitzvah the Rabbim is Beit. So you know, the Gemara doesn't know if Rabbim is really Dersh Time Nikra or not. So one Gemara, the Gemara goes fast. Mitzvah Shaini. It's a mitzvah, and the Mela, we're doing the time of the Quran, and the Mela's no crown. No, the Gemara was not there's time of the Quran. And they just said, well, it's not good. That's Harif. Not the Pashuk shot at all. I've added the round Pashuk is going with everything. So the stifler on this, in the Hagois, he has Hagois on Turi Evan. So he says, he thinks, according to the Ron, you have to read it like this, that the Gemara first didn't understand it. That's all. In Avada, if there's two Gemaras, they're probably the same. In Gittin, it just goes 1, 2, 3, Mitzvah Shaini. In Brachas, it's Marach. So it's Mitzvah Shaini. It's a Mitzvah Baba Veira. No, it's a Mitzvah the Rabbi. So Avada, one Gemara, is just explaining Ba'arichus Tia. Meaning, in the Gemara Gideon, it said it once and three, they understood. Mitzvah Shiny, oh, you mean it's not a problem of Lysa Chanin because you didn't do it for the Eved, you did it for yourself, and fine. In Brachas, at first, when they said Mitzvah Shiny, the Gemara thought that they meant that the mitzvah is going to be Daich. Gemara did not yet Nochis to the real Chan. So the Gemara says, what? It's going to be Daich? How in the world will it be Daich? It's going to be a mitzvah about Ba'aveirah, because watch this mitzvah be Daich that. So there the Gemara explained, no, I don't mean that it's a mitzvah being Daich. I mean, since it was a mitzvah, the Rabbin, he wanted to do it for that sake, and it was worthwhile for him to do it for that, and therefore, it's not obvious in the first place.
So, when is that Gemara?
That's the question, though. L'chayer, why would the Gemara have to say Rabin to explain, right? Since he's doing it for a mitzvah, why does he have to put in the word the Rabin? So, for this. This I think you could say what the Imre Baruch says. The Imre Baruch says that what really was the cheshbon of Rabbi Levi? He wanted to gain a mitzvah, right? He wanted to have a tefillah b'tzibur. But you're losing a mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah of Lo'ilam v'tavayda. So what are you doing here?
My own, in
your seichel. In other words, what do you mean that you want to do it for yourself? What are you doing for yourself?
In the Torah, you haven't said it, though. There is no Lo'ilam v'tavayda.
There is no aveira of loylam tavoyd if you do it for yourself. So there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah in the Torah. Loylam tavoyd. You get.
I would no longer have that mitzvah though, because at this moment, at this instant, there's at the if you touch up the way this Torah is touching up the Ran, if the whole idea of loylam tavoyd is like a parallel to loyshonim. So at this moment, when I'm sitting here, I need to have Meir, but I have only 9 people. So there is no Lo'ilam Tavoyd.
You want to say there is no mitzvah if
at
you
least
don't
see
Okay, even if you say what you're saying, right, it would come out you'll lose the mitzvah for the rest of your life, okay? Because for the rest of your life, you don't have your Eved.
For this Eved's life,
right.
It's just possible for Talmud tomorrow. If he says, God's mitzvah Tavoyd, mitzvah Tavoyd, Mishayni, does that mean, does Gemara mean Mitzvah Rav Mishayni now it'd be Yotzei even though it's a Mitzvah Baba Avera? Or does it mean, no, it's not even a Mitzvah Baba Avera?
If you learn the way the disciples are explaining the Fida Ran, turns out that there's no Avera at all, right? Because since it's worthwhile for me, so it won't be Avera at all. Otherwise, if you learn the regular way, then it's, the Mitzvah of a Rabin is stronger and it's like Toiche. Those smaller bits of Lo'ilam
Tavoyd. Maybe it's the Rav means because we have to prove that it really is substantively not for the benefit of the...
That's basically what the disciple was really trying to say, that this shows why he really wanted to do it for himself. If it wouldn't have been a mitzvah of the Rav, then why did he want to do it more than the other one? Keep your head and get that mitzvah. So the Gemara says, no, since it was a mitzvah of the Rav, he really wanted to do it. And therefore, there's no Avera in the first place. That's how he wants to fit it in, according to the Ran. Fine. So, at any rate, that's that piece of Torah. Okay. After that, right, he goes into a whole long thing. Okay. I want to skip over the next one. Go move a little quicker. We'll go. So, Mirza Shev, we should get to that gimbal sometime. Right? Okay. Well, here, let's go over to Daf Yud Chet. What? Okay. No, we already did 18 pages. There's only 238. That's not bad. Okay. No, bad. It's already 15. Okay. Loita Yubra. Okay. See on page Yud Chet. Okay. Lo Tayhu Bra, it's a new Dibra Masel. Okay. Here he brings down, it says in the it's from the Avni Miluim. Why do you bra? Ryan Harvard is not Prince nowadays. Everyone has this. So anyways, it says in the what that's going on in the Gemara. That they said like this: who should he marry? Right, the Chatzi Eved and the Chatzi Ben Chayri. Who should he marry? Should he marry a free one? He can't because he's an Eved. Should he marry a Shifleishet free? So Libato. Should he be Bato and marry Noah? But it says like Tayu Bra Lo Shavis Yitzar. You can't just not marry. It says like Tayu Bra Lo Shavis Yitzar. So after them. Fresh the Tosfos. Why this new pasuk? That pasuk I think is in Yeshayah. Let me tell you, bro. Why don't you bring a more standard pasuk? Nemar pru urvu.
He hasn't
Well, he's half. He's half three. He's half a Ben player. So that's really what Tosfos. So Tosfos says that we rather have a pasuk for both halves. The, meaning the Purabu would only be on the half, which is the Yisro. The half which is the Nevid wouldn't have the Purabu because that's a Kanisha and Isha doesn't have Purabu. If you say like Tobra, that's on Emi. Evid also has that. Woman, everyone has a Tobra. Tobra is something which is for both halves. Okay? So that's what he brings here. Purisha places, the Mechilti and Zaya say, all in Tvei. The Kida Omar ben Megillah. First, this is, I didn't mention this. First place it has, Lotoyu is even stronger than Puruvu. Such a strong thing, Lotoyu Bra. Like we find in Megillah, right? Bas. Moricha Adam Sefer Toyer, Lil Maitoyer, Velisa Isha. There's two things that you can sell a Sefer Toyer. One is, if you sell them to Sefer Toyer to go learn. The other is to Lisa Isha. Well, my student, how do you know that Lisa Isha is such an important thing? Because it says to me, Lotoyu Bra, Moshavis Yitzah. So you see how important that is, even more than Puruvu. Doesn't even mention Puruvu. It says, Lo Tayu Bra. The whole world, in other words, the point is the whole world is created for this. Lo Tayu Bra. The world's okay. That's a very important thing.
Well, yes? Maybe because even if someone rejects Puruvu, we can still save the same.
Yeah. Tosfos talks about that in Yevamos. And I believe Tosfos says that if he really had children already, let's see what the din is. I think he's saying, well, can you really say that to play if you already have children? Ain't loy bonim, they say Isha bas bon. Yesh loy bonim, they say Isha the lav bas bon. Nafkamina, limkar sefer Torah bishvil bon. Meaning, Zok Rashi, limkar sefer Torah, today lisa bas bonim. The im yesh loy bonim, lo yimkar. Right, Rashi says for sure. If he already has bunim, there's no din of dinfa. So you see that it's only the other hand. That's why Rashi. Okay, so that's one reason. One reason to bring light to you is because it's even stronger than Peruvu. Amal yesh meforshin, that the reason is the Eved lo mifkar apir viriviyo. Because the side of Eved doesn't have the mitzvah apir viriviyo. Why? The Amar hayu lo bunim ba'abduse v'nishtachre says that when someone's an Eved has children, lo yikim apir viriviyo. So you see, Eved doesn't have the mitzvah pir v'rivi. The Dachi Tosfos, then Tosfos says that's not true. The Haimu time of the Lakim pir v'rivi, Eved really should have the mitzvah pir v'rivi, it just wasn't the kind. Divina Zara Miyuchas Achrov, because we need Zara Miyuchas Achrov, and Eved we know his children are Yuchzak. So therefore, you don't see anything for Nechamar. Could be Eved really has a mitzvah for Urvu. But he won't be Mekayim because his children won't be Miyuchzach. And furthermore, as a case, I have a raya that Eved does have the mitzvah for Urvu. The period of Erivya, Kulu b'nei Noyach, Steve, Afni Knan. Because when Hashem said mitzvah for Urvu, there were no Jews in the world. Right? Everybody was a guy.
So
and there was Knan, everyone was included.
But that's a mitzvah of a Dibur then. It's not Nishness.
So they are good. That's Mamsha Kasha Turek. Ha, because with the fear of Arivia, Abnei Noyach, Taisa said here that even a goy has Puruvu. Nela mehem Gemara Aruch of a Perikdal and Misai. It's Nela from them, the Gemara, that said this Kasha. They call me Barei Kuri of Arivia, Shenemar, Abnei Noyach, Vatan Puruvu. We know that Puruvu is said to goy. Venishnis be Sinai, and it says it again in Sinai of Shuvu Lachem La'alechem. So the Gemara wanted to say that it should be Achi of Goyim and on Yidin, because we know if the mitzvah was repeated, right, one for Goyim, one for Yidin, then Goyim and Yidin both are Mechuyim in the mitzvah. And then the Gemara says, no, that's not called repeated, because it was really only said one time. Puruvu. I says Shuvu Lachem La'alechem, that's for a different reason entirely. Because that was great, because Hashem told them they're not allowed to be with the Isha by the Har Sinai, so Hashem had to be Matir, the Isser, but Avada, it's not called repeat. So we have it, it's a Mefurshe Gemara at the end of the day, that it was not considered repeated, and any Isha which is one time, it's only for Yisrael, and it's not for Bnei Noach. Okay, this is the Kasha which the Turei Evans have on this. So it's famous that this kash is already in the Mishnah Lamelech. Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Yud Halacha Zayin in Melachim brings this kasha from many sfarim. And he says, I don't understand why everyone thinks they have a kasha on this. I'll explain this very well. So Pshat is Azay. Really, what Taisus is really trying to drive at is something else. That an Eved is Mechuyiv in the mitzvah of Pru Urvu. Because he's like a Yid. An Eved is a Yisrael, has a din of a Yisrael, just that he's like an Ish. Now what? Now, Zok the Mishnah Malach. Here's that we say an Eved is like an Ish. There's a limitation to that. Because we find in the Rambam that an Eved is Chayiv in the love of Leisakis Pasreshen, and the love of Leisashti is Pazakonet. Isha doesn't have that love. Even if she, the Gemara says, even if Isha Shiyesh Lazakin doesn't have that love. So how did that happen? I thought he's only as much as the Isha. So Abdeh Zokte Mishlo Melech, that the only time we compare an Eved with the Isha is by Zman Gromas. But if the Isha is Mufka from it for a different Sibuk, then Eved is high. So here it's because the Gemara says she's not Darko Legal Zoka. He is Darko Legal Zoka. So we don't compare. The same thing, Zoka Turi Eben, why is the Isha Potem Purubu? Shenema, it's not Zman Groma. Shenema Bechid Shuha, Ish Darko Lichbosh, Vein Isha Darko Lichbosh. So over here, the Eben is Chai. That is really what Tosis is really trying to say. So why did Taisus bring in the whole thing about the Bnei Noach? Taisus is just about boring. Taisus is saying, maybe though, you'll tell me that the only one who has a chiv of Pir Rivia is someone who can have yichus. But somebody who can't have yichus doesn't have the mitzvah of Pir Rivia. So Taisus says, no, that's not true, because before Matan Torah, even Canaan had it. Even an Eved Kenaini, until Matan Torah had it. So Be'etzen, don't tell me that Be'etzen, somebody who can't have Yichus, can't have the mitzvah for Urvu.
That's all Kenaini, because Kenaini, most
Kenaini
were not
about it. I hear. You mean how does places know that? Yeah. Maybe more than that. I don't understand what the Mishnah means at all. There were no Avodim before Matan Torah. I mean, maybe a guy worked for
him. Yichus, then going.
Oh, so, but a guy has yichus, the Gemara says. The Gemara says a goy has yichus and an eved doesn't have yichus. So this second piece of the first piece of Mishnah Melech, very beautiful piece. An eved would have a mitzvah per review because since it's not al siman groma, it's only al sizing of kipshua. So on that we say an eved has it. Okay, then grant. The second piece I don't understand what he means. He's saying that Tais is showing me that even someone who doesn't have yichus could have the mitzvah. Where? Because the Torah gave the mitzvah for Revu to everyone. Even to Kanaan. Who's Kanaan? Until Mountain Torah, Kanaan's a goy, just like Edlim, like any other goy. There's no Eved Kanaan, there's nothing. Okay, so he has a curse on him. But I'm saying there's no such thing as that Eved Kanaan before Mountain Torah. The whole thing was the Scottish and Vinay Torah.
So we didn't take over Eretz Yisrael from above him, we took it over from a nation of Kanaan.
Yeah, I mean, where's the Eved Kanaan? Where's the Eved? Where's the no Yichus? I don't cop that at all. Yeah, I don't look at some of the Franco Rambam already. They probably have some good Maram Kremis on the Mishnah Melech. I didn't have a chance to look at the Franco Rambam there. But anyway, that's the Mishnah Melech. But that half is Shver. But now I want to say that later on, there's another way. You'll see the Turi Eved himself later on. There's another way to end this off, which the Turi Eved himself says, starting the same way as the... Well, alright. Same idea, but like this. The Turi Eved wants to say Aza idea. What's Takeva's bar? That Goyim had the mitzvahs until Mount Seir, and then it stopped at Mount Seir. What's the idea of that? They had all these different mitzvahs that were said to the Goyim, and then all of a sudden came Mount Seir, they get Pater, and only the Yidden took over. What happened to them? Zot the Turi Eved, what happened is, that when Matan Torah came, it changed them. Koidim Sinai Hoyal on page Yud Tes, on the top paragraph. You saw you just stick a thing, he said. In the middle of the paragraph, you see over here, the last one of the line is Misinai. He says, Kidapir Shashiel Mishum de Poka Kedushas Bnei Noyach Misinai the Eilim. When Har Sinai came, the Goyim's Kedusha went down. Mehashta. Yes, Loimar. The Hani Mili, the Pocket Kedusha Tal Mitzvah, Bibli Nerech Gemurin, Shekoidim Sinai Elam Kedusha Yoisir Meacharkach. Because Goyim had more Kedusha before Matan Torah than after. Very important Yisai. And I wanted to demazber that Yisai with what the Mesil Sisharim says. In his Sefer Derech Hashem, he says that originally it says in the Torah that people were Betzalim Elokim, right? If you ever learn Nefesh HaChaim, what that means, right? And then when we say the Nefesh HaChaim says that Goyim don't have that Tzalim Elokim anymore. They have the Tzalim, but it's not called Tzalim Elokim anymore. So when exactly did they lose the Tzalim Elokim, which means the ability to that every mitzvah they do is play all the way till the kisei has covered. When did they lose that? So he says that at the Dor HaFloga, they lost it, but the Pesach was still open to them to get it back whenever they wanted. Meaning, because then, in order to become a Yid, you didn't have to do any gayers or anything. I mean, there was no real Yid. You just had to belong to Avraham Avinu's group. And then, so it wasn't like totally close. By Matan Torah was locked off. That's it. Then the Goyim lost the whole settlement of the king. They lost their being kayaks. Then it was split off totally, a Yid from a Goyim. That's what it says there. So I'm understanding that's what he means. They lost their Kedusha. They are Mufka, finished. They have no Shaykhs anymore to the settlement of the king. Well, anyways, in the simple words of the Turi Eved, the word is that they lost their Kedusha. Okay? So Dr. Turi Eved is Svara, that's only a goy lost his kedusha. But if somebody is an Eved, he's at least as Kaddish as a goy was before Matan Torah. That's what he wants to say. What? So he wants to say, Memela, that's what Taisa says. I mean, he doesn't say the Taisa, but he says it's the Svara, and you can say it for Taisa too. He says, therefore, maybe that would be a Svara that a goy would have pure of a reading. Why? Evidently, would have fear of reading. Tais means kill Matan Torah, a goy even had it. What happened at Matan Torah? The goy lost their kedusha, so they don't have it. But an eved is at least as good as well, an isha doesn't have free river
eating. Right.
You have to take both parts together.
Right.
The isha and the eved don't go together only for zman gros. For other things, the eved and the isha don't go together. So here you just want to know if the eved would have to get the free river. So for that, you can say he's like gora than a goy before matan zayin. Okay,
so what are the other cases where it was loyishness?
So other loyishness, according to him, Eved.
What else besides your brother
was lost? What was nishness? You mean?
Right.
What was not nishness? The Gemara has Mila. Mila was not nishness. The Gemara says, therefore it's only by Yidin. And every crowd has them, okay.
But then we got possible.
Yeah, we do have possible. You can't prove anything.
Right.
Okay, this is a very mechudish thing of tomorrow, so we have to do that. Tashas, you cannot say anything like that. Tashas, you can't start jumping around with Shadusha level. That's it. Going, don't have it. And
it's
how's that going to be a interface? So that would be what Tashas means. That since Pirivirvia was said to all Bnei Noya, therefore Eved Bismahazeh has the mitzvah of Pirivirvia. Aye, what he means, Bnei Noya lost it. There it is, but we're still allowed to say Eved's the head of a Bnei Noya of those days. That's a big kiddush he wants to say. But now, what's more, Lomdish is the very solid kasha that the Tzurei Eved asks on the Rambam. This kasha is really a shtaka kasha. And I think Rabbi Kibeger asked the same question. The Tzuri Eved said it, the Mishal Melech says it, Rabbi Kibeger said it. They all say it like I'm this thing. Eved has a lot of Loisakipu, Pasreshchem, Loisashtis, Pasreshchem. They all say, what's the word? Because the whole comparison of an Eved to an Isha is only by Zman Gromas, but by other exclusions where the Eved and Isha don't go together, then they have the lot. Yesh lachko, very basic question. How do we know an eved is like an isha? Because they are shalom. Law, law. So it says law by a eved, and it says law by a isha. We make exertion. If we wouldn't have the gzeirah shalom, if we wouldn't have that comparison in the Torah from an eved to an isha, where would we put the eved? Lower or higher? Would we say the eved is the eved starting off at a zero? And we raise him up to a isha, or the eved's up to a Jew, and we push him down to a isha. This is a reshava, is pulling him down or pulling him up? Up. Prove it. You're right. What's the proof? There's a very good proof. Because well, I know, but
had nothing before.
Oh, you're saying just not because maybe. Maybe we know that an Eved is Jewish because you malam and you're tovel him, right?
Oh, because you have it, right? That's all.
Before
you start, he has to be a Kabbal too.
He has to be a Kabbal out, 100%. So now, before he's a right, before he's a guy, before that he's a Mamash
Goy. Now,
I do the process, I make him into an Eved. What's my Torah Hitzayel, and what do I think he is now?
Can I say, could you be Israel?
That's the question.
Could
I
say him?
If you kill him, you're chayiv nisa.
If you kill him, you're chayiv.
Yeah, says in the Torah.
So that
show that he's a yid from mitzvahs. What might Smart try to be as far?
That would show that he's a yid.
He's somewhat of a yid, but is he enough of a yid to be chayiv in mitzvahs, or is he a shtickle yid? What would I say?
Couldn't it be that he's possible aedus? Didn't it say he's possible aedus to Isha?
It says no. Places ask that for kasha. Why don't we say he's possible aedus to Isha? A really limit from the word achi. So this is a shaila, and there's a great raya. The raya is, because where is the gezeir shava, really? One word is written law by a isha. The cost of law sefer krisis. Where's the other law? By a shifcha. Okay? It says by a shifcha, bikoyret tiye law. Lo yisufilos. By a shifcha. Now, If the Svara Chitzayino was that they're chayiv in all mitzvahs, where do I see otherwise from the Gzeir Shammah? What if I would say the Svara Chitzayino is that you're chayiv in all mitzvahs, meaning that Eved Kenani is chayiv in all mitzvahs of a Jew, and Shifra Kenani is chayiv in all mitzvahs of a Jewish? So where do I see in the Gzeir Shammah that otherwise?
Right?
Because
you don't kill
her. She's an Isha.
She's already an
Isha. She is an Isha. So I was. She's a Chati, this kind of Isha and Chati, that kind of Isha, because she's Chati Bat Tayran. She's a Shifra Harufanin. Right. And we say that, well, what would she be? She'd be half a free Isha and half a slave Isha. And we make a law that all parts of this woman are all Allah left. What would I see? I'd see nothing from there. Right? I'd see nothing from there. I wouldn't see if my svar chitzayna was that a slave is like a regular, like a Yisrael. I wouldn't see otherwise, right? So how do we know anything from there?
Why would that?
Obviously, because
she's a woman,
right?
And you're not chayv nisa.
Nothing to do with the mitzvah. Right. Well, so some people say, what would I need it? But there, so it must be Nero Indian for the Isha, Nero Indian for the Ish. But the problem is, you learn our 200 other Indian from the Gzeir Shammah. So therefore, you can't really say, what do I need the Gzeir Shammah? You can't say, like, Nero Indian, because we know from there that Eved Shifchos Mishpach Rebishtar, because it says here Mishtar, here Star. So Mamela, you hear? So this is the kasha that Rabbi Kveger asks and the Turi Evan asks at the Rambam. Because we just have proven that the Svar Chitzayna must have been that they have no mitzvahs. Right? And we're raising them up with the law, love, and therefore we stop at Isha. And therefore even a man, Evan, can't be raised higher because we have no source to raise him higher than that. What are you telling me, Mises? That it's only for Zman Gromas, but for Lois Akifu, the Eved is ahead of the woman. How do you get ahead? How did he pass? Bishlama, and he started off with a full thing, and we're pulling him down. So I say, okay, we only pulled him down for this, we didn't pull him down for that. Mm-hmm. But if you were a Ashpis, you're an Evian, right? They start off with a zero, and you're moving him up. So then, how did you move him up past the Isha Levite?
If a woman goes a man, would you have Losa Kippah?
Okay, so that's a different way of answering the whole Kasha. Right, that, in other words, another way is just saying that the whole Kasha on the Rambam isn't fair in the first place. Because a woman sort of really would have a Losa Kippah, it's just that she doesn't have the Zokin, the normal Zokin, but really she does. You know, okay, that's like a totally different, but. Let's say here, by Peru or Bu, we're talking, right? So we're saying a woman doesn't have the team Shua, or you'll say again, it's because it's really has to do with Kibush somehow. And if you have a woman who's a Kibush.
Because the Evid part we saw has that could be what it's.
Oh, yeah, but then you're saying it a different way. What you're really saying is he's exactly like a woman, but here you have a woman who has a beard. Or here you have a woman who's a Kibushua. So really, a woman herself would have it, would also have it. But in other words, then you wouldn't be able to say that, yeah, okay, but you wouldn't be able to say it the way they say it. When it's Zman Groma, we say it. If it's anything else, we don't say it. That wouldn't be able to be said anymore. Okay? So this is a real strong thing. Lamai said, there's a Turei Yevin, and Chagiga, not Turei Yevin, a place to read, and Chagiga da Salad, who says B'Feirish, that the La is to make a kula, to pater. So you have to know how to do that. How to get out of the attachment. Yeah.
The law or the law? They have to swear by sukkah. By never by sukkah.
Yes.
Why can't
still grab a
chayit in the sukkah? It's because of Ish.
Of
Mashra. Then he would be
1 second. The way I know the rate is because there's a shaila why a woman is pater from sukkah.
Right.
The Gemara says it's from her Ezra.
Right.
So then, according to the Mishnah, the Rosh Hashanah, according to that, a Eved has to sit in the sukkah because it's alpha Ezra.
Therefore, Rashi writes in the Mishnah in beginning of Perek Bay, woman is pater from sukkah, zman grumo. Right. So look, Rosh Hashanah, why did Rashi write that? That's what you're referring to.
Right.
Right.